Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Went up the far side, here's Pasternak. He'll speed ahead. Left wing feed, Marchand enters into the left circle. Shoots a punt in. They score!
Turn down for
the right circle. Controlled by Pasternak. Centered, fired. They score! Puck intercepted by the Bruins. Out in front. Pasternak shoots. They score! Squatted over to the near side. Krejci. Bruins drive it up the middle. Here's Marchand. He'll wheel over the line. Another slot. Shoots. He scores!
Turn down for what?
Everybody on the top line's got a cookie tonight.
Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
Top line last night breaks through for the Bruins. Bruins on to the Stanley Cup Finals, a start date to be determined. If that series over in the Western Conference goes long, the rumor be, based on the last four Stanley Cup Finals, that Game 1 could be on Memorial Day.
Oh.
What's the O for?
So there's just a rumor, though.
That would be May 27th.
So that's only if it goes seven.
That is a week from this coming Monday.
That's only if it goes seven.
Not necessarily. If it goes six, they're looking at that same thing.
Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, they're trying to get that series to start on May 27th.
All right.
Okay. That would be Monday, May 27th.
Turn down for what?
In Boston, Memorial Day, Monday night, game in Boston.
Do you have any other rumors there? Do you have any other perspective or, I guess that's the right word, any other possible schedules based on, say, like a five-game series?
So I think the only other possible day might be that Saturday, the 25th, but I don't think they want to do it that day.
Cassidy said after the game, or Ty Anderson tweeted it'd be at least a week.
At least a week from when?
From when he was talking to him last night, I guess.
A week from last night?
It'll be at least a week. At least a week, he said. So the earliest.
That's Thursday.
That puts
so
the earliest at
Friday
least
or
Thursday.
Saturday.
Okay,
Friday.
Next Thursday is the 23rd.
They're not playing on Thursday.
Yeah, they're not playing next Thursday.
They'll do Friday. I could see them doing Saturday night.
I think it's either the 25th or the 27th.
Saturday
are the potential
time.
Start dates.
So if it ends in five,
Saturday,
they're still going to wait a week?
Saturday, Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Who does that benefit?
Me.
Does that even benefit TV? Because no momentum at that point. There's no momentum at all.
I don't know. Good point. Yeah, they'd want to keep it rolling.
You don't get rewarded
for going seven.
They would just wrap this thing up on Sunday. They would make them wait 8 days.
Let's wait and make sure San Jose has their legs.
Make them wait
goes deep.
Until next Sunday?
So what's the Western Conference
tonight,
schedule going forward?
Tonight and Sunday.
Okay.
Are games 4 and 5.
So they can,
and then they play Tuesday.
Right. Which means they could,
if necessary.
Tuesday, if necessary, would be a game 5. Which means
no, that would be game 6.
Six.
Okay.
Tonight's game 4. Sunday is game 5.
And then if they wanted to start it after a game 6, there would be 5 off days before. That's not a lot when you think about it.
No, but if after game 5, it's a lot.
After you're what talking about.
If they end it Sunday, if the Sharks win the next 2 and end it Sunday.
You're talking about 1 week, a week off.
A It's too much.
A week off if they wanted to do it on the 27th, which is why I said it would be the 25th, and it's still only 5 days off.
Be 25th.
That's why I'm saying.
Yeah, they'd move that up. They wouldn't wait another 3 days.
I think it's the Saturday or Monday. I think those are the two dates.
Saturday, 8 p.m. Sweet spot, man.
Rumors. Cher's not in town, is she?
Rumors. No, the building's open.
Is Dr. McStuffins in?
Rumors.
On ice?
Rumors.
Doc McStuffins?
These be the rumors. You know how rumors work. Now that I've said this, I'll get texted with more rumors. Love how that happens. So, that's what I've been hearing. We'll see what happens. But either way, long layoff here. It will help Zdeno Chara. That's good. Now we root for a short series on the other side. That's what I would do. Root for it to get wrapped up in five on the other side. Root for that thing to be over with. Let's jump back to your calls. I know you've been hanging on. Appreciate you. Dave is in Saugus. What do you got, Dave?
Hey, happy Friday, guys. All for you. Just a quick question. After the Hurricanes lost, what team from each – I want a team from each of you guys if you're in that good of a mood today. But I want one team from each four major sports. What franchise will never win a championship in your lifetimes?
What does he want?
A team that will never win a championship in our lifetimes.
Did he say from each sport, or can we just pick one?
I'll pick...
From here going forward, or do we have to consider the past?
Past, too.
So that hasn't won in our lifetime, and that won't win.
Houston Texans. Jacksonville Jaguars.
New York Jets.
Lions.
Jets won, though. Joe Namath.
Not you weren't alive. Lifetime. Not my lifetime. New York Jets. Okay.
Okay.
Maple Leafs.
They're Baltimore Orioles.
They're suck forever.
We Clippers.
Clippers.
I don't know.
Where are the Clippers?
What? What's the point of this exercise?
What happened?
We were. Talk to the intern.
You know what?
What's the intern say?
Oh. I'm going to talk to him about taking that call or not.
Yeah. Should I shut the phones off? I can do that.
I'd rather do show polls.
Alex in the car, we're talking about the top line breaking through last night. Bergeron with a great pass as part of that. Alex, what do you got on that?
Yeah, hey guys, I got two quick things actually. It's just one, I am like getting to the point where I'm so looking forward to Tuca's interviews at the end of the post game. I mean, they asked him what challenges Carolina posed, and he was like, nothing really. Just died laughing. But the big thing, I'm not super worried about this break. And the only reason is because, I mean, last night was not by any means a need-to-win game. And Bergeron just lit it up. I think that he is tasting it. He's wanting to win the series, and that's just going to feed into the whole locker room.
Who's the hottest Bruin for you?
It felt to me like last night there was a desire among that top line and Bergeron to turn it on and close this thing out.
That's not messing around.
It felt like they elevated their game.
That's the professional part of that.
To put this to rest, to put the series to bed, to get it over with. And I think Alex is right. I think there's something to that. I think there's definitely something to that with Bergeron. Hardy, you mentioned earlier that scene on the bench with Bergeron and Marchand and Pastrnak together. That was in the third period, right? That wasn't early.
No.
That was late in the game.
And it was second or third, yeah.
It was later in the game. And the three of them there talking and talking about things that they had seen on the ice. I mean, there was something there to them saying, you know, let's step on their throats and end this thing. Let's put this thing, you know, to bed and get it over with and move on here. And I thought last night, Bergeron talked to everybody, by the way. Bergeron, I saw, did a one-on-one with Rochie on Channel 4. He talked to Ammo on Channel 7. He was everywhere. And he obviously did his podium stuff. And Bergeron spent time talking about, you know, when you get to this age, you start to realize how hard it is to get back here. You start to realize how hard it is to, when you get to this point, keep going, advance in series, you know, continue on. You know, you realize the grind. You realize that the older you get, it's not as easy to keep doing it. I think there's something to that.
And as dreamy as he is, I'm starting to have feelings for Tuca. Not in a romantic way, but in a way to where if things, you know, if the chips fell in a different direction, you know, in terms of my life, I'm starting to have feelings for Tuca. The way the man carries himself throughout the game, in the post games. Everything about him. You know what I'm talking about? I think it started, and I think it really maybe hit its zenith last night when he was standing there in the crease and Williams took that wrister from about 20 feet out, and he didn't even crouch down. He just said, I've got that. Whoosh. Like, ooh, man's got something. He's got it. I'm comfortable enough to admit it.
To say that he's humble.
Just saying, you know.
To say that Tuukka Rask is humble is a an understatement. I mean that.
Mm-hmm. It's very attractive.
No, I'm not talking about how
sexuality is a big spectrum.
I'm not one thing or the other. I'm not talking
it's
about that.
It's a 3D spectrum, Zoe. And you know, gay, straight, male, female, and it's just. You know, and look who's to say it's static? Who's to say you can't move around in life?
Look over your shoulder.
Yeah? His player profile shot is not what's doing it for me.
It's Sidney Hu's brother.
It's just, there's something about the man.
You're a mean one.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see someone make a more courageous admission than that today.
There was something that Tuukka said last night that is just a good example of how humble Tuukka Rask is. There was a lot that he said that are really good examples of how humble this guy is, but he said something that just stood out and is a perfect example of it, and it relates to Yaroslav Halak. We will play that for you coming up next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
.com. First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, he's been such a big part of our group, Yarrow, all year. So, you know, I wish he would have sprinted out of that door quicker, but you know, they didn't open it. You know, I've been on that side, you know, not playing in the playoffs. So, you know, he's been, you know, like I said, really a big part of our group, and you know, happy that he's my partner.
It's nice of him to give credit to the other guy who we kind of forgot about.
Yeah, Halak. Yeah, there were some not requests, but crazy calls that we even took throughout the course of the week. Some of the other shows talked about it. Put a lock in for game 4. Get Tuukka some rest. Yeah, let's just mess with them. Let's give them a game potentially. Let them think they get back in the series. No, you put Rask out there, but he's allowed him to be fresh. He has. And I think that's one of the big reasons. You know, having a guy like a lock here, because you didn't know how this season was going to go for Tuukka. Thank God they had the guy. When Tuukka was going through his issues, helped bail him out a little bit, so to speak. You know, and he figured it out, got his head right, and guy's on top of the world right now.
Looking down on creation.
Yeah.
But that right there from Tuukka tells you, you know, what kind of guy Tuukka is, that he's thinking about Halak in a moment like that last night, the run that he's on.
Unless he was asked about it.
He wasn't. Being asked about it because he had went out of his way at the end of the game to seek out Halak in the celebration to go, and he said, you know, I've been in his spot before. Yep. I know what it's like to not be playing in a playoff run. And as soon as the game ended, he went and sought out Halak to celebrate with Halak. And he said, you know, that's my partner.
That's
call him his partner.
Being mature, understanding the situation, knowing full well what he went through with Tim Thomas, whether he liked it or not. I remember people screaming for Tuukka when Thomas was there. And, you know, he's the young phenom. But also, he's aware of what's going on across the ice from him, too, down the other net. Two guys. You had Mrazek. Then you go to McElhaney. So you had the two guys down there. They got two goalies, sort of, where in this series and the other previous series, you got one goalie, and he's on fire. So Tuukka gets it. Be mature, a mature leader, good adult right there.
I just think he's taking little to no credit for his success. Little to none.
Smart.
By the way, you guys are giving me the funny look when I was expressing my my crush on Tuukka Rask.
Yes.
Here's someone on Twitter. Loved your take on Tuukka. I couldn't agree more. And that's from Ellen Renedit. There we go.
What is that supposed to do for us?
Yeah.
that because someone out there agrees with you? What does that mean?
It's a woman, so that's why.
Oh.
What does that have to do with anything?
Where'd they get that picture of Don Orsillo at?
Oh, that's good.
That doesn't look anything like Don Orsillo either.
The human thumb.
It's not a good picture of him.
617-779-0985. Tony in Haverhill. Hello, Tony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
So, was the other day you guys were talking about all the penalties from Carolina taking us, and we capitalize on it, right? Taking over that way. Sure. So bring on the penalties. If we're hot there, Tuukka's hot. No hot wings for Tuukka, so he's all right, right?
All right. Stop with the wings.
Well, I want to congratulate the Bruins, but Carolina fans, man, they showed a lot of class. I didn't see anything get thrown on the ice. No beer raining down. They cheered the hell out of the team at the end of the day.
Isn't it nice not to be an adult and say, you know what, I'm going to cast a massive beverage onto the ice and get ejected from an arena and never be able to go enjoy a game again?
When was that? Philadelphia a couple years ago?
Yeah, stupid asses.
I went to one of the games, and as soon as we lost, Philly came back, I believe, and beat us, and it was just, I brought my rain jacket. Beers all over the place. But go Bees, man.
Carolina fans seem very happy with, despite the results of that series last night.
They're polite fans. They're not nasty.
No.
I tell you what, they get after it, though. Like, doing those games down in Carolina, too, for the Panthers and that stadium gets rocking. It is loud down there. Those people get into it.
They were into it last night.
Yeah.
So were the Bruins fans there. I thought there was a lot of Bruins fans there.
Oh, my God. A buddy went down. He said it was literally one-third Bruins fans.
Yeah.
Doc Emmerich said on the broadcast, right?
Well, he said 20%. I thought Doc said 20% last night, which the Tuukka chants sounded like more than 20% of the people were saying that.
Yep. Andrew is in Marshfield. Andrew.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Listen, whoever thinks Tuukka is handsome, I think they probably go to the Helen Keller School for the Blind because he's one weird-looking dude.
How dare you?
And he's also very, very, very conceited. I'll tell you a quick story.
Nope, don't want to hear it.
Not like the day for time. That. I bumped into him and I asked him for an autograph and he kept walking.
Yo, what's up, guys?
No, thanks. Do that on your own time.
What's up? Hello. Hello. I see you. What's up, guys? Do you think, like, on their plane?
Tuukka Rask, when he has been speaking this entire playoff run, has taken no credit for his success and has been very humble and was very humble last night when speaking after winning the Eastern Conference Finals. Those are facts. Bob in Londonderry, New Hampshire on Tuukka. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing this morning? How you doing?
Good.
How you doing? Good. I was just calling because I had called a week or so ago, and I'm the guy that kind of said I wasn't the biggest Tuukka supporter. And in fact, you know, I said I kind of call him Mr. Softy, and that I don't think you'll ever win a Stanley Cup with him. And at this point, obviously, I'm glad I'm wrong, but I got to give him credit. He is he's really played well, and I'm hoping that this continues. And he has been very humble. You're right. I am now seeing a different side of the guy, and I'm glad. Obviously, we're all happy what we're seeing. Let's keep our fingers crossed, and let's finish it up. Go Bruins.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. He has not yet won the Stanley Cup, though. I mean, so if that's your thing you're hanging on to, he hasn't done that yet. He may soon do it. Then you got nothing left.
Yeah.
Then you got nothing left. Mike in Danvers on the handshake line. Hi, Mike.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I got to change course a little bit here because there's two other things that I think sure. are worth talking about. More than that. But first of all, how about Backus going to his first Stanley Cup ever? I think that's a great story. I'm happy for the guy. He works hard. I think he deserves that.
Cassidy said it after the game. He said, "The guy I'm happy for is Backus. Guy paid his dues," and he said, "Actually, you know what? I'm going to my first Stanley Cup."
I liked his answer when he said, "Me too," by the way.
Too. You know what? Yeah, it was good. It was honest. It was fun.
Yeah, he's a tough guy, great player, great team guy. The other thing, and no one has talked about this, but did you notice how the defense got the puck out of the Bruins end a lot better without Chara there? Not to rain down on the victory, but
yeah, we talked about that briefly. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I didn't know you had spoken about it, but,
no, but
it
right.
just seemed.
Yeah, they got better. They moved the puck out of the defensive zone a lot better last night. They look quicker, they look faster without him, and you know, I think two things are at play there though. Number one, Chara was playing hurt. So obviously it's going to look a lot better. They're going to look a lot faster. And they're playing against a team that is, you know, not their best competition that they've played in the playoffs, especially not being down 3-0.
Yeah, agreed. Anyhow, thank you guys for the call. It's a great show. Great show today. Thank you.
Okay, Mike. Never got to the handshake line. That's what he wanted to talk about.
I don't know. There's a lot more to be said about it. I think we...
Nothing wrong with it.
Probably covered it. I don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it.
Jones has a problem with it.
That's Jones. He's always going to have a problem with it.
Jones likes to push back, but then he pushes back too far. That's all. Nothing wrong with pushing back.
No.
Saying something's a little overrated. But he pushes back and says, you know, it's the worst thing ever and eliminate it.
Yeah, it's good to ignore him for 2 weeks.
Jones would be a great SNL skit, just walking around in his house bitching about everything.
Yeah, carrying like a big hood in a sickle, like a Grim Reaper. Like, look at that weirdo in the corner of there. Oh,
I say it to Jones all the time. I say, Jones, I'm with you to a point here, buddy, but you're taking it a little too far.
Granite countertops, overrated.
Yeah.
Just looking around at stuff.
Heat in the winter. Too hot. Too warm.
Forced hot air.
Fans in the summer. They
heated bathroom floor.
On too
high. What the hell you need that for? Yeah, things like that. 617-779-0985. Yes, Marty.
A Red Sox note coming up here in the headlines.
I saw that someone is leaving for paternity leave.
Yes.
That's going to have Felger very upset today. Marty, please tell us who it is in the headlines.
Maybe Hurley could cover him.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
They've earned the right to be there, or we've earned the right to be where we are, to go to the Stanley Cup final. We've beaten 3 good teams, and there's some unfinished business, so that's part of the emotion that you want to keep in check. You want to enjoy it, but also understand that, and I think our guys understand that there's still 4 more steps to take.
Steps to take for the Boston Bruins. Chance for the Bruins to win the 3rd Boston championship for seasons that began in 2018. As Doc Emmerich called it last night, a chance to hit for the Boston triple for the year. 3 championships, which would be the first time since the 1930s in Detroit, he said. Last time it happened was in the 30s in Detroit. Did you know that, Hardy? That the last time that it happened was
in Detroit. I did not. I know somebody was trying to figure out, you know, if there was a, you know, the 4, which apparently has never happened, and there's only been the 3, and it was with the Lions and the Tigers and the Red Wings. Yeah, I didn't know that until I heard Doc say it last night.
Well, congratulations to Detroit in the 1930s. It's great.
It's a good team.
Good years back there in the 30s. So the Bruins have a chance to do that. They have a chance to bring home another cup, and it would be the 2nd cup in 9 years. It's the 3rd cup appearance in 9 years. It would be the 2nd one for guys like Chara and for Bergeron and for Krejci and for Marchand and for a core group of veterans that make up this team. Special group of veteran players on this team that are now sort of on the back end, that I have said in recent days would truly sort of legitimize the group and would really enhance their legacy and would enhance the legacy of this era in Bruins history. It would in a lot of ways. They've got something huge on the line in this series that's coming up. Really, really big. And I don't think that even if they win, that it will be their 2nd best team.
So you think the 13 team was better?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a weird way. And I just think that's the way it breaks sometimes. Sometimes you get the breaks. Sometimes you have a year where not as much is required of you to be able to do it.
I heard Felger and Maz doing some of this yesterday, and it started to piss me off, but it brought up good discussion because we did this at the end of the baseball season. Red Sox had a great regular season, but they didn't prove anything in the playoffs. They have been duds in the playoffs. So people knew they were heading that way and trending great, but you really didn't believe it until you saw it. And then he started with the Patriots. You know, when the Patriots started to get hot at the end of the year, well, they won those two games, and yeah, boy, you got the bye again, but is this really a good Patriot team? And then it carried over to the Super Bowl. That was a hell of a win out in Kansas City. I thought that was bigger than the Super Bowl in some respects. And then I remember the Super Bowl week. You know, you start comparing teams and championship teams. Where does this team rank with teams of the past? You know, Patriot teams that won. And I agree. That 04 team was like a wagon, top to bottom,
that
defense,
team was
offense.
Ridiculous.
They were great. They could run the ball. They could throw it. They could stuff you. And at times when you're in it and you're the player, I think that's unfair because – I think each team's different year to year, which is obvious. I mean, different teams get created. You know, there's chemistry. There's breaks that go your way that you take advantage of and to their own fault. It's not their fault. They didn't play Tampa or Montreal. Wasn't good
this past this Patriots year. Team, right? The one that just won?
Yeah.
Fun team. Not near the top in terms of their great teams.
What team? Not near the top?
Not near the top.
We mentioned Jamie Collins yesterday, the addition of him, and then you're trying to figure out where he's going to go. And then you start to look at some of the names. You hear Daron Harmon talk yesterday. And mentioning, you know, the amount of depth that they have and the amount of veterans and good guys and good parts. You know, the Van Noy, Hightower, all that. This Patriots team has a chance to be loaded. If they win this year and say they go deep, will we be looking at this saying, well, boy, it's better than the 18 team because their defense is so damn good. Teams change year to year. They do. And we'll look at this Bruins team. And I don't think, you know, from a high-end standpoint, a skill standpoint, you know, 13 team had a lot.
Won't make it any less valid. That's my only point.
No.
It's never easy to win this thing.
It's right.
It's grind. It's never easy to win it.
Right.
It's not fluky. You can't fluky win the Stanley Cup.
Right.
You can't. There's no, I'm just telling you, it's not going to be their second best team.
It's hard to say this trophy's better than this one, than that one, or that one. You know what I mean? But it is.
Ranked the 12 in the last 18 years. No, I'm just joking.
I'm going to put my foot
it's such
that window.
A, no, it's just such a good conversation.
It's a great
it's
conversation.
So funny because
it really is.
Ranked the 12 what?
12 championships.
Oh, of all the different sports?
No, it's just a joke. Yeah.
Boston
no,
radio.
That's too much time. We can do it if you want.
Too many championships to talk about. We have too many times. That's the funny part.
I need more time to prepare for that.
This is why.
Just for this team, though, I'm telling you, if they win, are you going to say this is their second best team they had? If you had the 13 team play the 2019, 18, 19 team, who wins?
I don't know. Based on a goaltender. Seriously. The guy he loves now, falling in love with.
No.
It's Mr. Romance.
It's the same guy.
I know. But
you mentioned that the other day. I looked it up, by the way. They played 70 games total, playoffs and regular season.
Yeah.
Tuca played in 58 of them.
You have to look
at it. You talked about why breaking down.
And I know it's the same guy. Like, we'll look at.
I'm sorry. What year? Are you talking about 13?
13. They played the lockout, 48 games.
Yep.
He played 36 games regular season and all 22 playoff games from January till June.
All I know in the three closeout games this year to get to the Stanley Cup Finals,
what's
Tuukka
he got
Rask.
Now?
He only played 45 this season, right? Plus the playoff games. But I'm saying that was a condensed from January 20th or something. They started the season.
Rask has saved 95 of 96 goals in the three closeout games for his team to advance in each of these past three rounds to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. And I know Rask was there and the team we're comparing then, but we have to look at this Rask comparative to that Rask at that time. I'll take this Rask. I'll take that Char.
Who,
then.
Again, you know what in mean? 2013.
I wouldn't take this Char. I'd take the other
You'd
Char.
Take 2013 Char.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which coach?
Which Bergeron would you take?
The coach one is
awesome.
How, at this point, how do you not take?
This is what's fun.
How do you not take Claude over Bruce Cassidy?
They were just the NHL was transitioning at that point, right? From the Bruins style to the fast paced up, and the Bruins missed
tough.
The transition.
It's
right?
Very tough.
Unfairly, Claude was here for so long. So what's fresh in your memory is the burnout with Claude.
Right? Don't remember. Like, don't forget that.
You can't. I know. You have to refresh, and you got to say, okay, wow, look at what they were then, and look at how he had them playing. Look how they changed.
And by the way, the Bruins winning right now, and the Bruins being as good as they are right now, I think, and this is not to sort of, you know, pile on, but this sort of hurts Claude's legacy a little bit. This is going to make you forget Claude a little bit more.
It makes you like this guy more. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's a lot of the same players are here.
I know it's the same players.
And it's like, oh, look, they got back there, and Patrice Bergeron has been, you know.
It feels to me.
His offensive abilities have been unlocked a little bit more later in his career with a different head coach, and I just think that the legacy gets damaged a little bit as this team continues to win and goes deep into the playoffs.
And even when they didn't win, when this head coach talks, it feels like I hear something every time he tells me something. Like, I learned something. Or
personality-wise, he's hard not to like.
Yeah, there's
and not
no
to mention the regular
the
season, he's been spectacular since he took over as head coach.
Yeah, this guy's a veteran. I know. I'm not just going to go with my gut, go with my veteran guys, go with my guys. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play the best guy. How about that?
He's integrated young talent. He's been really good with kids. All of that stuff. There's a lot to like about Bruce Cassidy.
Would Krug call him the best...
Yarmir Yager.
Best kill coach he's had?
Every single playoff game that year. Do you remember Yager's contributions to that team? I mean, he was still amazing, but...
I wouldn't call him amazing at that point.
I mean, he was still... But he couldn't find the net. He didn't have one goal.
He could possess that puck, though.
He could possess the puck. Oh, yeah. He would go
strong
up to the
on the puck.
And he'd have the puck, and he would stick his ass out along the boards, and he'd be just sitting there with the puck.
That was
along the boards.
And then remember,
he was pushing people away.
You stick around after the game, and then he's out there doing figure eight skates and shorts and a hat.
That was a good team.
Remember that?
Krejci, Horton, Marchand, Lucic. I mean, Lucic was...
Aginla, right?
Jerome Aginla was not on the
team. Oh, no, they beat the Penguins team with Aginla.
They beat the Penguins.
That's right.
He came here the next year.
Yeah.
He got traded to Pittsburgh that season. They swept Pittsburgh, and then he came here in that offseason.
Johnny Boychuk, Andrew Ferentz.
Brush off the face off.
Chris Kelly, who no one liked, but I did. Thought he was good.
There's your guy.
The dog man.
Casper Dogovins.
Casper's Dogovins. Dog man.
They had some characters. And the chain they wore.
Wow.
Why did they stop doing that? They had that big chain. And they had the jacket. They had some cool things going on.
Was that when Krug got called up and had the, like the...
Yeah, that great...
The four goals in the first five games, then nothing
Rangers,
after
right? Against the Rangers?
Yeah, he had four goals, I think, in his first five games, and then...
Puck off the skate between the legs. All that. We're like, who the hell's this?
They had that ridiculous game one that they lost in triple overtime in Chicago that they should have won. They were up. They then tied the series by winning game two. And they then took a 2-1 series lead, right? They're up 2-1 in that series, and they should have won game one. They could have won that series. They could have beaten that team. Yeah, we know they did. 617-779-0985. I'll jump back to your calls on the Bruins as we continue to talk about the Bruins as they head to the Stanley Cup Finals against an opponent to be determined and a date to be determined. We don't know when it will start, but there's a long layoff ahead for the Bruins. Get back to your calls on this Friday coming up next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Long as I remember. All right, so as we go back and look over that 2013 team a little bit, here's another way to put it. Which team would you rather watch? The 2013 team or this team? As a fan, what do you like to see?
That team.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd much rather watch this
team. Big, heavy forwards. Potential of them leaning on people. This team's fun to watch, too. It's different.
Rather watch Marchand and Bergeron playing offense as opposed to playing defense.
Thank you. I'd much rather watch this team over that one.
I'd rather watch a team overperform than underperform. And there were elements of that 13 team that underperformed.
Which Tuca do you like better, Mr. Sexy Man?
What do you think?
Sagan or Pasternak?
Pasternak.
Yeah, because you have to look at Sagan at that time.
That was his best year, right? That was his best year as a Bruin, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who do you like more as a player?
Pastrnak.
Pastrnak.
So do I.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
No, I didn't say whose personality did you like more.
What would Sagan do on these teams, though?
Oh.
With Cassidy.
Probably a lot more.
Was Sagan's problem that he was forced into playing too much defense? Was that his problem?
No.
Or would he just not go into the dirty areas and fight for pucks and just had like an overall effort and attitude problem? I think it's the latter.
Players were all married. That was his problem.
Yeah. He didn't have anybody to hang out with.
Stupid. Everyone was married. That was his issue.
Family guys.
Yep.
You crazy guys.
Yeah, no, I'd much rather watch this team. Sorry. This is the team I'd rather watch. As opposed to that team.
That fourth line in 2011 was really, really good. Were they as effective in 2013? I don't remember them being that effective.
2011, I think, is a different type of team than 2013 was. I think 2011 was a better team than 2013. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a different argument, not the discussion I would have. But this is a team I'd rather watch just from a fan enjoyment, eye test. What are you going to enjoy more, sitting back and watching on any given night? So there's obviously a lot of overlap. A lot of the same players are here. 617.
You got to go back. If you're going to take yourself back to 13, you're going to have to keep watching Rich Peverly.
High glass.
-7 for the playoffs.
617-779-0985. Brandon in Taunton. Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go.
So my question was basically, if Clyde Julien won a second cup in 2013 and won 2 out of 3 cups, do you think they would have kept him?
Yep.
Do you think they would have fired him in the middle of the season a couple years ago?
What do you think?
It would have given him more job security. Yeah. I think you're right.
Look at John Farrell.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
It's a good point.
It is.
Delivery needs some work, but the point itself is good. He probably would have extended his life here.
And probably would not have adapted his game to the changing league. Worked for me in 11, worked for me in 13. I don't need to change. No. Everyone else is changing, not us.
If I change, you can change.
Everybody can change.
Everybody can change.
And the contributions you're getting from all the young players that the Bruins are getting now, would they have been able to get them right now with Claude Julien as their head coach? I don't know. I think that's, I know that, along the way, there are players that did come up while Claude Julien was here. But
I think
there are times where young players did struggle to come up under Claude Julien.
But I even think
there were hits and misses.
You listen to this team talk, and they all talk about Cassidy. You know what I mean? None of that team ever really talked about Julien unless they were asked about him. Oh, Bruce does this, or Bruce does that. We like Bruce. We love this. This guy's the best penalty kill coach I've ever played. It's the best power play coach I've ever played for. Hear Krug talking about it this week. Just unprovoked. They like playing for this guy. And maybe there's something. Maybe there's a better from a communication standpoint. Maybe he's more on level with the players, and he knows how to push their buttons a little bit better. That's all.
Let's go to Blink and Worcester on the coaching staff of the Bruins.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
It's Bink, not Blink, B-I-N-K.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's
Bink.
Up, Stowe? Bink,
hi.
Yeah, like B-I-N-K.
Yeah, like baby Bink.
Yeah. What's up, Stowe?
What's up?
Not much. Hello, Artie.
Hi.
And Beetle, fellow Minuteman here.
Oh, nice.
Guys, just my point is, a lot of the talk here is about Butch Cassidy and, what he does, but behind the scenes, I mean, nobody really talks about the Bruins assistant coaches. Jay Pandolfo and Joe Sacco, they're both local guys. Sacco's from Medford and Pandolfo's from Burlington. Both played close to 1,000 NHL games. Pandolfo has a cup. They must have some influence on that team that nobody really talks about. Like in other sports, you always hear about Brian Flores, McDaniels, and Scarnecchia, but like, how come nobody's really talking about these guys? Want to hear your opinion? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
I just don't think it's something that we talk a lot about. I don't think anyone talks a lot about coaching staffs in the NHL anywhere.
Lucky we know the head coaches, most of them.
You might talk about it more if none of these guys have ever been there before.
Yeah.
Pipe down.
Easy.
Styles.
Styles got a new picture today.
Oh, my God.
He's under a lot of stress back there. Busy phones today. A lot to do for the intern.
Jeez.
I got off. I was laughing on our little Slack thing.
But, I mean, no, okay, so give them their day. Bruce Cassidy, Jay Pandolfo, Joe Sacco, Kevin Dean, got goalie Bob, Bob Asenza. There you go. There's your coaching staff. And the video guy, J.P. Buckley.
Our boy, J.P. Wait, stay at the puck. Stay at the puck. That's hard to stay at that puck. Those video guys. Do they get that? Say they win the cup.
Yeah.
Do those guys get to take it for a day, too, or a week?
I believe so.
I think so, too.
Yep.
Maybe that's kind of cool. Week.
Probably a couple of days.
What would you make in it?
They get a day. One day. What's that?
Meatballs and spaghetti. Like, what would be the one thing you would do with the cup? I wouldn't know what to do with the cup. Sweet. I really wouldn't. Everybody says, I'd do this, or I'd pour this, and we'd party and drink. We'll put the baby in it. We'll baptize the baby.
No. Sweet and sour peasant stew. With a huevo.
You're messing it up. You got weird here in these 2 days. I'm just going to say it, man.
I'd eat cereal out of the top of them.
What kind of cereal?
Kind of cereal?
Oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh.
Right out of the top of that.
See,
thing.
But that's
how
cereal.
You start the day.
It's so deep.
Wash the cup out, and then, you know, okay, let's be careful with the rest of the day. Yep.
Zone's
like in front of the TV in your living room. Like,
I'd sit it there, and I would stare at it.
Cinnamon
and I'm like,
Toast Crunch what out of your doing? Stanley Cup, watching Sports Center in the morning. Like,
just based, so many
it's my day
to do.
With the cup, bitches.
Fresh strawberries like, in it.
Based maybe. On the height of the cup, though, you might have to get a special chair. You might have to, like, the couch might be
maybe
too
no.
low.
You put the cup on the floor. It's perfect height. It's like a tray table.
You don't know that. I think it's too high to sit
that's
on
big.
The couch.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.